Blog Talk Radio.
Starting our show at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, beginning Friday. Anyway, among the we're combining 2 days, November 11th and November 12th. And here are the birthdays, some interesting birthdays. Letitia Taylor, she was the first lady. John Tyler, and also great ancestor of Harry S. Truman, who was a captain in World War One, a captain in the U.S. Army. Among the other birthdays today, Alexander Borodin, who was a chemist but who wrote music on the side, Prince Igor's his great opera. Sun Yat-sen, the founder of modern China after the fall of the last Chinese dynasty. The Last Emperor, which will give you some insight into Chinese history, which Americans still know so little about. Also, we have Abigail Adams. She was the first First Lady to live in the White House. A great the doctor who is the father of abdominal surgery, Edwin McDowell. We have the great conductor who started the Chicago Symphony, Frederick Stock, came from Germany. It's also known as a very German orchestra. General Patton's birthday, and then we'll have some anecdotes from the Captain Helmsberger of the Vienna Writing Academy, Spanish Writing Academy, and General Patton and the Lipizzaners, how he saved them. Al Capone's successor, Lucky Luciano, gangster, born on this day. We had Alger Hiss, the communist in the State Department who committed perjury and was tried twice and convicted. And he even lied after after he got out of prison. He became worked for a printing company in New York. I think he's dead now. The guy who did Bridge on the River Kwai, the producer-director, Sam Spiegel, his birthday today. British actor with a very distinguished accent, Patrick Knowles. The guy who wrote Slaughterhouse-Five, Kurt Vonnegut, his birthday. You remember Jonathan Winters, who played so many comic roles and so many characters and who had periodic bouts of mental illness or mental instability. He died recently. The current king of Georgia, King Hussein, and a young actor born in the 70s, Leonardo DiCaprio, who's suddenly go off the deep, the earth is flat, and he's talking about climate change. I don't think he knows what he's talking about. Among the other events today, we had Nat Turner, who started the first slave rebellion in the South. He was caught and hanged and betrayed by a fellow slave. In 1831, Nat Turner was hanged in Virginia. In 1620, we had the Mayflower Compact, where 41 pilgrims landed in Massachusetts. And, of course, Cole Porter said the Plymouth Rock should have landed on them instead of they on it. Caused a lot of problems. Massachusetts gave us another first in 1647. It was the first colony and first American jurisdiction to order compulsory school attendance. The first woman in the U.S. Army during the Civil War, Mary Edward Walker. I don't know where she got Edward. She got the Medal of Honor. She was an Army surgeon during the Civil War. We had Washington, state of Washington in 1889 became the 42nd state. And in 1921, Harding dedicated the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier after World War One. This was set up in Arlington National Cemetery. And then we had, in 1924, to honor the veterans from World War One, we had the Legion of Honor. And, of course, on our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, we have the Military Museum, the first video done of the highlights of what's in that museum. And in 1935, Kate Smith debuted God Bless America, which is written by Irving Berlin, who came here as a legal immigrant from Russia. Kate Smith could not read music, but she had a good, she had an ear. And, of course, she memorized her songs that she sang by ear. 1942, the Germans completed their occupation of France. And, of course, one of the things that's connected to the bicycle agenda is that the Nazis administration or maladministration was brutal, and they banned cars as much as possible because people could get around, so they had to resort to bicycles. Our honors and salute to military veterans, Colonel Trevor Hodges was a 19-year-old veteran at Gallipoli. And we had a long interview with him after we got back from Australia. And so we're going to play the interview we did with him. What happened to it? Disappeared here. Sorry about that. Where is he? what he felt like when he came from off the ship and landed at Gallipoli. And how he got splashed and was drowned, and not drowning, but he had other men's blood up to his waist. It was a horrible experience. And let me pull that up, that interview. Hodges. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Here we go. Here. Great. I'm sorry about that. Let's see. Here we go. Should be here. Well, here we go. Let's start playing.
75 in the boat, or supposed to be. And directly it hit the barbed wire which the Turks had put in the water. It swung around, and the mother Turk opened up with machine guns. Why I got out, I don't know. Only three of us did. When I got out, I had to wash myself from the waist down. I was covered with blood, other men's blood. There were bodies all over the place, face up, face down, all tangled up with the barbed wire. It was not a good experience for a 19-year-old.
A lot of 19-year-olds have seen that as of late. Trevor, do you think that the Germans contributed to the stubborn resistance of the Turks at Gallipoli?
No doubt about it. All the people in prominent and important positions were Germans.
This is Celebrate the Founding of the U.S. Marines. Friday at 4 p.m. We're switching times, and we've just added a new headset and microphone. Go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site. We will have some of our military history and personalities up there, and we'll be putting together an abbreviated version on Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AMICUSVERITAS. So, again, we'll be starting at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time starting Friday. Good night. Stay safe.